Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim, Islamic, Allah my Lord, His word Quran, Muhammad Prophet, praise be upon, I am Muslim for all of time.
Masume, I feel like everyone else is happier than me.
Girl, Hadi said, do you think you're missing out like everything?
Yeah,
do you feel like that?
I think it's called FOMO, I think, right? The fear of missing out. I've been having that so lately. What do you think?
Oh, lately? I think I've been having that like for years. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Because I see that sometimes some of my classmates are like, wow. Wow, improving. But then you know what? When I become closer to them, I realize they also are suffering through some problems. They also feel sometimes like this. And it's just very... something that we all are experiencing, I guess. So do you think, like, does the fear of missing experiences prevent from, you know, enjoying the present?
Yeah, a lot. I feel like there's a lot that I'm missing out. There's a lot that I need to accomplish. There's a lot that I need to...
catch up.
Yeah, lately I've been very pressured by everyone else is doing great. And I haven't been doing well. So right now in prison, I feel like giving up on everything and just being sad, you know, being depressed.
Let me go back and cry.
Yeah, I feel like everyone else is doing great. As you said, my classmates are the same, to be honest, Masuma. If you see them, each of them either, honestly, being a girl, that is a society-wise accomplishment to be married, right?
Yeah.
In the eyes of...
in some society,
yeah, in our society especially, it is a very big accomplishment to be
look
married.
Look at your friend.
Yeah, and then when I see my friend...
she has a baby by now.
Yeah, she has a baby. Oh, my God. And then every time you go, and then she's like, I got married, I have a baby now, so I feel like, oh, there's
okay,
a lot
girl.
She's done. Yeah, cool. I feel like I'm not doing anything in my life, you
and
know?
You know what?
What?
One of my friends who's married and she has a baby, God bless them, she was like, oh my God, Masume, I hope that I were not married. And I was shocked. She was very, you know, excited and happy for her marriage, so I thought she's going to be the, you know, the happiest girl that's, you know, around me, and she's married, and she was like, I hope I were you. And it's just so weird, you know? I constantly want to be someone else. Someone else constantly want to be me. Like, it's just a messed up mindset.
Oh, my
that
God.
That we are not, you know, cherishing ourselves, and we're in constant comparison, which is very toxic. And, we, you know, sometimes we're like, no, I'm not comparing myself. But let's to be honest. Unfortunately, society...
has made us do that.
Yes, has made us
and
do
honestly,
that.
And honestly, I feel like even if you take that, I don't blame us. Because we have something called social media that we're spending most of our free time on it. And when you go on social media, I think social media just convinces us that everyone else is happier. Why? Because they're just posting about their good moments. They're just posting, like, let's say marriage, right? What they're posting on their married life, girls, young girls, is like having really nice travel, I don't know, postcards, posting
perfect
like...
Perfect ceremonies, perfect dress.
Or I don't know, about related to like their in-laws are posting, okay, with me with my in-laws, I don't know, taking this trip. But meanwhile, inside what's happening behind those pictures, what is happening behind those videos...
we never know.
If there is an argument and, oh my God, Masuma, I saw something so lately. There was like a Pakistani influencer. She was very much happy, like posting very romantic videos with her husband, convincing everyone else that I used to see her videos and be like, oh, that's a cute couple. But then lately, her report and her videos came out that she said he was abusive.
Oh.
He was abusive. And now imagine she was being hurt. She was being going through domestic violence. But when we used to watch the pictures and videos,
envying.
You would think, oh my God, what a nice life. But clearly she did not show that. But I think we just see what we're seeing and our brain perceives that, oh, they're happy. You're not happy. You're a loser. I'll be honest with the dialogues.
Yeah.
This is our brain dialogues. You're not happy. You're a loser. She's doing great. She's married. I don't know. Her husband treats her good. Mm-hmm. And then especially who are, I think, people like her who are married, they start comparing their lives with the other girls. Oh, she gets flowers. Oh, she's traveling every month. They don't know what's behind it.
We never know because we human beings, even before social media, if there was a problem in our life, we don't like to, you know, show our problems. I don't want to carry, you know, my problems and show people that, okay, I'm going through this problem, that problem, that problem. And with social media, that has become even worse. I'm not saying that, yeah, we should, you know, walk around and, you know, be the victim card and be like, oh my God, I'm abused and this and that. But like, it's not wise to compare your, you know, your life that you're totally aware of, you know, yeah, your secrets, you know, your problems with, you know, just the appearance, with the glorified, beautiful
balance
appearance
is a key,
of people.
Honestly, balance is a key, Masume. Yes. Do you not think balance is a key? And we fall into this FOMO, fear of missing out, when we are literally thinking that we have to be having the perfect life. And that is, I'll be honest, like, psychologically, if you see the psychology behind FOMO, it is natural because if we keep consuming social media throughout our boring time, throughout what we have, it is going to feel that we are doing nothing. Why? Because no one is posting how much, I don't know what is behind how they open the business.
Yeah,
I don't know. It gets a lot of hustle. It gets a lot of pain. It gets a lot of difficulties saving up the money, traveling to the other city,
talking
buying
to people
the
you
fabric.
Don't know.
Yeah, like let's say online shops, right? Mm-hmm. We see how perfectly they're posting on what is their online items, right?
And you know, even sometimes that they post their problems and they post their challenges, even that looks glorified. You know, yeah. It's like, oh wow, her problems looks very bougie and beautiful, and my problem looks weird.
I think it's just that people don't really appreciate what they have. And I think something I personally would love to mention is that we face FOMO when we are deeply not grateful of what we have.
So true. You know, like now that I'm thinking about it, that's really true. Because we are taught to be grateful. And if we are grateful, our blessings are going to increase. We have learned that in Quran, right?
Yeah, like Islam teaches us contentment, right?
Yeah.
Like Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayat 216 of Surah 2, perhaps you dislike something while it is good for you, and perhaps you love something while it is bad for you. Allah knows, while, you know, you don't know. This ayah, clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, in Holy Book, that you think it's great for you, but he knows it's bad for you.
He knows the best, indeed.
So I think just thinking that, okay, maybe, I don't know, I'm going to move to another country, personal experience would make your life glorifying and great. You never know what's waiting for you over there. You might be moving there in very much
worse situation,
you feel like this is going to solve your issues and make you happier in life, make you more successful, but you don't know if you move there what is going to happen to Iman, what is going to happen to your, I don't know, let's say, because worst I think thing is that the biggest blessing we are given as Muslims is our Iman, is our faith.
Yes.
Now that is
our
something
beliefs.
That if we lose, we are good. No amount of cars, no amount of money, no amount of success can ever buy that.
Yeah, that faith. Inner peace is,
inner peace. And indeed. What we think is that, okay, we're going to sell the inner peace, achieve this, that. Why? Because people in social media, they're having this. But I think they are also not showing how much they suffer.
And do you think like this FOMO is a modern epidemic or just a natural part of, you know, being young? Do you think like our parents when they were young or like other generations, like before social media, do you think they also suffered this? Is it natural or is it just like solely social media? Like let's not blame everything on social media.
Yeah.
Let's see what is human nature. What do you think?
I think it's natural, to be honest, because human being mind and psychologically, their brains are meant to compare their lives to others' lives, right? And it starts with comparing, honestly. When you start comparing, comparison has become unhealthy because today we compare our everyday life to everyone else, highlight, reel, I don't know, everyone else. And other than social media, like let's see our elders, they see someone has bought a property and they start feeling,
I have not done anything.
I don't have to. I have to do this. I have to do that. But I think parents or elders, they have this as well. I've seen it, Masume. I've seen it.
Yeah, because growing up, I've seen many parents comparing their children to others.
Yeah.
For example, exactly. I even remember my friends' mothers, they would be telling their daughters, be like, look at Masume, be like her. And I was like, right, standing there, and they would be, I appreciate them, cherishing my achievement and this and that. But then in my heart, I was like, wow, bro, sometimes my mom says that too, about others. She's like, okay, look at someone else. So I think this is not something, entirely new.
It's not a part of, it's not a part of just being young. In fact, there are people who are not young, but they have it. But I feel like, to be honest, you are very right about this, very right. But fear of missing out, the FOMO,
fear of even falling behind,
exactly, it is beside elders, because they're just quite old and really feel like they're missing out, to be honest. They just have sort of accepted that, okay, life is this, even they're gonna compare their children to other children, but they are not as depressed as the youth. I think the youth are
way more extreme.
Exactly.
Social media has problemized even more.
Yeah, I think it's something that is, that runs in the world. It's like a national, it's like not a national, it's like an international epidemic.
Yeah.
And mainly, I'll be honest, I've seen it with girls more than guys. Do you feel like that?
No, I think that, guys have their own kind of comparison. I think they have their own way of thinking. And unfortunately, my brother at least doesn't speak that much, so I hope he would speak that much too. But I'm pretty sure they also suffer, because, of course, in social media, we see that these problems are shared.
Oh, my
regardless
God.
Regardless of age and gender. Of course, it's going to be, slightly different for everyone. It's going to be, as their cup of tea. But it is right there.
Or giving it, Islamic examples, Masume, I feel like we get FOMO. Do you feel that FOMO where, lately everybody else is planning to go to Arba'in, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the travel. Everybody else, all Shias and around the world, they're traveling, right, for Arba'in. Mm-hmm. This is big part, I feel like. Anyone could get that natural FOMO. Do you not feel like that? Oh, I have to go as well.
But I think this one is the good one, Now that I'm thinking,
the Pharaoh, missing
we have
out.
Good, we have negatives and we have positives. So we should not be comparing ourselves for
it is
some
good,
worldly
but
stuff.
I won't say it is 100% good. Why? I really disagree with that.
Oh, okay.
Why? Because sometimes you have to realize that you are not doing financially good. Or let's say you have an old grandma who you're living with.
You should take care
of. Yeah, you have your parents who are sick. Now if you're leaving them and going, what kind of ziyarah is that? Right? You have to just be grateful that, okay, that FOMO was natural. We cannot avoid it. But I think psychologically also, it really matters what is your reaction to that situation. You feeling that, you cannot deny, I'm not feeling that. You are feeling that. But how are you reactive to it? Are you ungrateful? Are you complaining to Allah? Why am I not going? Everyone else is going.
So yeah.
Yeah.
The action is not the problem. Our reaction
exactly.
is the problem.
And then we just start appreciating that, okay, maybe I'm not going, again, understanding what Allah has planned for us behind it. Maybe he has given us more reward than going to visiting the shrine, than taking care for our parents.
And I think, so we get to the point that this is totally natural. It was always there, but right now, because of social media, it has intensified a lot more. But what matters is our reaction to it, how we behave, how we think about it. With that, I hope our audience have also thought well about it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.